Is the mic on? Hello? Good afternoon. When I got back from the senior trip, there was a bag hanging on my door with a note in it from my friend Becky, who said, "I want you to read this book and see what you think about possibly bringing this speaker to Trinity." So the book is called Saving My Assassin. And when I started reading it, I literally, kids, I could not put it down. And I read all the time. I'm a voracious reader, read 4 or 5 books every 2 weeks. I could not put this book down. This is a true story. And it inspired me so, worried me so, made me think we're not thankful enough for what we had. So I called Becky and said, "Oh my gosh, we have to have her." So I'm having Becky come up and introduce her. This is Becky Jones. She has 2 kids in the middle school, and she has a daughter in 9th grade named Allison.
Okay, I cannot tell you guys how excited I am today to be able to introduce you to Virginia Prodan. As Janie said, she released her book. It's her memoir. This summer, and it's called Saving My Assassin, and it is a true story, and she's got copies of it back here today if you want to take it home. But I also could not put it down. I started and finished it in the same day, and it is a true story. And I have to tell you, today, you are in the presence of true greatness. In the 1980s, President Ronald Reagan wanted to meet her, but the communist leader, evil Nicolae Ceausescu in communist Romania, wanted to kill her. And that was his desire, and he had all the resources to do it, so he sent a hitman to her office. He was 6'10" tall, and he had his gun, and she stared him in the face and did something that was absolutely amazing. And obviously, she's here today, and God had other plans. So we are thrilled to hear her story, and I'm just so excited that she's here today. What impresses me more than that, though, is the fact that when I got to meet her in person, she has got true greatness in God's upside-down kingdom. The crowning characteristic of Jesus is his humility, and that's what I see in her. She is a beautiful woman full of humility, and she's here to tell you today about what God can do with one life completely surrendered to him. So will you join me in giving a warm welcome to Virginia Prodan?
We want to take a picture together because pictures are great and we want to remember this. And so y'all know what selfies are, right? Raise your hand. Yeah, selfies. Yes, you don't know what a selfie is. So behind us, from behind, we're going to take a picture out towards everybody. So I want you to all smile, lean in as best you can. I know some of y'all are on the edges, but lean in for a big picture.
I'm really happy to be here. My name is Virginia Prodan, and I think the best way to describe myself is I am a child of God. I am his princess, and I am more than a conqueror. I'm an international human rights attorney originally from Romania. Today, using my book as an example, I want to talk with you. I want to ask you a question. What is your dream? You smile, you look ready. What are you ready for? We all have dreams. Some of us, we love our dreams so much that we want to tell everybody about our dreams. What kind of dream? What we're going to do with our dream? How much we're going to work? And how we're going to accomplish those? There are some of us that have dreams. The dreams start with 85% chance to survive or to be accomplished. The next day, the dream is maybe 50%. And then goes lower. In a few months, we look back and the dream is still just a dream. Some of us, we are not even courageous enough to speak loud about our dreams. You hear people saying, oh, I'm just a normal person. Don't buy that. They do have dreams. They just don't believe in their dreams. What is the secret of a dream? When you know what you live for or believe for, why you live for or believe for, you will bear any cost for how you live or how you live your dream. That's the secret. With your dream, and with your actions to accomplish the dream, you tell the world about yourself and tell the world about what you believe in. You live in the most prosperous country and still free country in the world. I came 28 years ago to America as a political refugee from communist Romania. I had no money. I knew 5 other languages, but I didn't know one word in English. I had with me 2 small daughters under 10 years old, and I was pregnant with my son. I mastered the English language, and I went back to SMU Law School. And in 3 years, I got a JD and an LLM International. Usually, it takes 4 years. And I raised 3 kids by myself. And the first one graduated from SMU, the second one from Harvard Law School, and the third one from United States Air Force Academy. This is America. This is, if you want to work hard and you have a dream, you can accomplish your dream. We all have dreams, no matter where we live. You are blessed to be born in a wonderful country. But I had dreams too. The only difference is that I was born in communist Romania. In fact, I should be dead, buried under unmarked grave in Romania. But God had other plans. God had a huge dream for my life. Maybe you heard about socialism or communism. I lived it. I survived it. I fought and I won against it. I call socialists and communists a land of lies and a prison land. A land of lies because truth is nowhere to be found. The government is the one who establishes the truth, and you have to accept the truth even if when you know that's a lie. Otherwise, you will be executed, put in jail, or exiled. Communist and socialism is a land of prison because you do not have the freedom that you have in America. And I will explain. I grew up watching my parents when the time was appropriate for them to speak up against communists. They were afraid. And with every single day, the communist system used that fear to take more and more of their freedom away. I watched them being very obedient outside of home, in public place. But I watched them in our private home expressing their desire and their attitude towards communists. As a little kid, maybe 6 years old, I decided that I will live, and I started to dream that I will live in a society. I believe at that time there will be Romania, when I will be able to speak the truth. I also have in my family parents who, we were not a big family, but we had family reunions every single year. I had the privilege of having lawyers in my family. So as a young kid, I noticed that anytime my relatives' lawyers will come, the other relatives will surround them, will ask questions. And to me, as a 6 years old child, it looked like lawyers had the answer. So I put those two things together. I do not want to live like my parents, double life and fearful life. I think lawyers know the answer. So my plan was to go to law school, find the truth, and speak up for the truth. But God had a bigger plan than my plan. Many of you will apply soon, or maybe already apply to different colleges. You have the freedom not only to choose for yourself, but even when your parents will advise you not to take the advice of your parents. You might say, I don't want to be a lawyer, I want to be a doctor. Or if your parent is a doctor, you might say, I don't want to be a doctor, I want to be a musician. And it's very normal in free America. But in a socialist society, you do not decide your career. The government is the one who establishes what kind of career you'll have. When I applied to law school, I didn't know. But the way the system worked in communist Romania was as follows. Before I was admitted to take the exam for law school, the communist government had to approve my political file. One thing about the socialist system is that from the time you are born to the time that you die, the communist system and government has a file on you, collecting all the information, right or wrong, truth or rumor, and you have no chance of knowing what is in that file. So in my file, later on, I found out there were three questions that the government will judge my admission, that my parents never spoke up against communists or they were never arrested. The second one was that nobody, a friend, a neighbor, one of the children, denounced my parents for speaking up against communists in our own home. And the third one, that my parents were not Christians. I passed the test. You wonder why the communists established this? Because when you are accepted to law school, or you are accepted at law school in Romania, at that time we had only three law schools, and Bucharest Law School was the biggest one. We had between 30 and 50 students competing for one spot. If you were accepted and you passed the exam and you were in law school, the potential for you will be that you will become the next Supreme Court judge, an ambassador, a judge at the federal level or state level, or even a lawyer. But it's more than that. The government wanted all of us graduating from law school to be defenders of the government against people of Romania who dare to speak against communists. And I'm so glad that when I applied to law school, I didn't know that. Sometimes it's good to know all the elements. I still do remember the first day or the first semester in law school. All the big and thick law books did not impress me. In 4 years, I graduated from law school in the top 10% of my class. And soon, I don't have the time to tell you how the government sent you to your next assignment, how they decide, because you do not decide if you are a lawyer or judge. My book explains in details. And here I am, after years of graduation, waking up every single morning and going to work as a lawyer. I was so full of energy and enthusiasm and dreams. Every single day I was saying to myself, with everything that I learned from law books, I'm going to find the truth today. Today it's going to be my day, and I'm going to touch it and speak it. After years of energy and enthusiasm, one day I came to my office and I put my briefcase on my secretary's desk and I said, I do not want to be a lawyer anymore. I dream to be a lawyer. I wanted to find the truth, but I cannot find the truth. She looked up to me and she said, oh, welcome to reality. Where have you been? And she gave me three files. It said, you have three clients and one is in your office. I was not very happy with her, not very happy with the situation in itself. But I took the file and I walked in the office and I realized the man who was in my office, it was a man that I was not very fond of him because he was so different than anyone else that I met in my life. In a land full of distractions, this lack of joy, he was full of joy. In a land of lack of peace, he had peace. Many times I said to myself, I have to talk with this man. Something is wrong with him. But I never had the time. But that day, when the peace that surpasses all understanding, the joyfulness came again, radiated in his face and actions. And inside of me, I was thinking, where is the truth? I cannot find the truth. I pointed to him and I said, I want to have in my life what you have in your life. And he took me to his church. That day at church, the pastor came and opened the Bible and said, the words of Jesus, I am the truth, the way, and the life. It was quiet like this auditorium. Can you imagine in that quiet, as time as the pastor was ready to preach, can you imagine myself saying, "What?" And the woman by me put the Bible and showed it to me, the Bible verse. And I was glued to the pastor. I realized that I was looking in the wrong direction to find the truth, that Jesus Christ is the truth. That's the reason I couldn't find it in any law books. Soon after I was baptized and I accepted Christ, many churches came to receive help from me. I did not know that I was the only lawyer that accepted Christ in Romania. And there were many having problems. Christians were put in jail for having a Bible in their home or sharing the Bible with others. Churches will be demolished because the government will not allow them to maintain the church. And by the time the church will be in disrepair, the government will say, "We have to demolish the church and confiscate the land." And they did that for years. But when I accepted Christ, I took the government to court. I knew God gave me that job. I knew the reason why God put on my heart the dream to find the truth and speak up for the truth. And I knew the price that I have to pay, because I have been watching people disappear, being put in jail for watching a movie like Jesus' movie. Soon I will find out in the interrogation room by secret police and government officials that the socialist and communist government uses not only fear, but rumors and lack of transparency to fight against the truth, and especially against you, if you believe in truth. So maybe many of you will say, how in the world you're able to win those cases against the government? Well, when God sent you somewhere, he equips you, he protects you, he gives you everything that you need, if you are able to see it or not. One way that the Lord protected me was the fact that when I presented my cases in the courtroom and I faced the court like I'm facing you, behind me the representatives from United States, England, Germany, Israel, all over, were in the courtroom to watch a tiny woman under five doing things unheard before in communism, taking the communists to court. Not only that, but I showed the entire world that the communist is lying to the outside world. We had laws in the book that protected human rights and religious rights. But people like me were intimidated and told that they will die or their kids will die if they will use those laws. When God gives you a job, God gives you the courage to stand up. Not only that I presented those cases, but in case the judge or the prosecutor will say, "I don't know what you're talking about," I always had copies of those cases for them. God has an amazing way to protect the one who sent to speak for him. Many of my cases became part of United Nations reports on human rights violation and United States reports of human rights violations in communist Romania. When God calls us, he calls us and gives us dreams or a dream that I will call to die for. because among all those dreams, God gave me something that I didn't ask for, but he helped me to accomplish. You will find out, and I will not spoil the book for you. He gave me the honor and the risk of exposing Ceausescu and his regime to the entire world. The only thing that I can tell is that I had the document in my suit in the interrogation room that day, and that was the only day the secret police did not search me. I'm alive by the grace of God, because if they would have found that with the guns that they had in the interrogation room, I would have been dead there. We serve a God who protects us, who knows everything about present, past, and future. When the communist was exposed, the Romanian government, of course, was unhappy. But the American government decided to take the most favored nation status from Romania. And then the communist government put me and my children under house arrest. Freedom, it's precious to those who don't have it. Remember the freedom that you have and the responsibility that you have to protect it. Special this year for the ones of you that have the honor and the privilege and the responsibility to go and vote. Anytime they let me out of house arrest, I was back in the courtroom. And the dictator was not very happy. But when God gives you the job, he gives you not only the courage to do it, but the compassion for your enemies or the ones that persecute you. I do remember in the interrogation rooms, I am under 5 feet tall. Everyone is bigger than me. I'm sitting on something here so you can see me. I had blood all over me. They did everything that was possible to make me stop defending Christians. But under those circumstances, the Holy Spirit in me told me to tell them, I don't like what you're doing, but I love you and God loves you. I did the same thing to the man who came to my office and pulled the gun and said that he wants to kill me. There is power in us. Christ in us is the hope of glory, and it's true. Remember that for every circumstances, and special, I like to say that because I'm small, for every Goliath, there is a David. Be the David that the world wants to see it, to reflect Christ. Soon after that, the government decided that we have to leave Romania. Few years after I came here, Channel 8 wanted to do a story and took me to Romania. They gave me just a few hours to meet with my friends after they filmed a lot of hours in the courtroom. And I met with some of my, I call them friends, but when I was in Romania, they were not my friends, judges, prosecutors. And as I walked towards them, they were smiling, and I was thinking, they're gonna tell me that they got married, they have houses, they have kids. I was so wrong. Each one of them took me into their office and showed me on their desk the Bible and told me that when I was in front of them, my face was shining, that the peace that now they know surpasses all understanding was so visible on my face. I had no clue. They told me that many times they were afraid that they will not be able to see me the next day. But when the revolution came, they ran to my church and they accepted Christ. I went after that to see a few churches and that I defended, and I was so happy. And the last thing that I wanted to do was to go to the bookstore and buy some gifts for my kids. And I had no idea that God had the biggest gift for me. When I was in Romania, every single bookstore or library was full with Ceausescu's books. Now, even our classics. When I went inside, half of the store was full of Bibles. And I have to tell you that I lost it. I went there, I knelt down and cried. And I ask, Lord, why? Why do you show me this? It's so overwhelming. And I heard the message clear for him, from him. I have a job for you and for anyone you will go and speak for a specific time. You cannot do what you did, even if you want to return to Romania. People have Bible. Churches are open. But I have a job. So today, I want you to go home and pray and talk with your Lord and find out what is the job that he's giving to you. You are part of a puzzle. If you come home and you say to your friends, I met a hero, you are wrong. Believe me, I defended a lot of heroes, but I'm not a hero. I am a child of God. I am a small puzzle like you in the big puzzle of God to represent him to the world. My job is to encourage you and to tell you what God did in one person's life. He changed me. He changed my family. He changed Romania. And he changed United States of America because I am going everywhere and tell the Lord and tell each one of you that what he did in my life, he can do 10,000 more in your life. You have just to be willing to be used for his glory. So today, your assignment is to go home and have a talk with your Lord and find out the job that you have, he has for you, the dream that he has for you. Remember, my dream was to find the truth. Do you see how big the dream God had for me? And he is not yet through with the dream. Give that dream that you have for your life is too small. God has a huge dream, and we need you. We are brothers and sisters, and we need you and your dream. Because the Bible said, if my people, not the government, not the city hall, but if my people will humble themselves and will turn from their wicked way, I will heal the land. You and I are the solution to America. You are more important than you will ever believe. God allowed Christ to die for you. You have a great value in God's eyes and in our eyes. Go with God and fulfill your dream. you will be amazed what God can do in your life. May God bless you, and may God bless your dream for America, and may God bless the United States of America.
I think I can speak for all of us in saying thank you. We loved hearing how the Lord's used you, and I'd love to pray for you and for all of us before we leave for the long weekend. Please pray with me. Lord, you are an amazing Father. And Lord, you are the giver of life. Lord, you're the giver of dreams and visions to our hearts, Lord. And I'm so thankful that you gave Virginia the dream that you gave her as a kid to find truth. And Lord, the life that she's lived, the testament to your love and the power that can only be found in you, the trust that can only be found in you. God, I pray that we would be men and women who live that out. Lord, that we would know what you want for our lives, Lord, and what those visions and dreams are that you're speaking into our hearts. And Lord, that you would continue to equip us to be who you want us to be in those moments of truth, Lord, when we're faced with adversity, when we're faced with situations and circumstances that we could never imagine that we'd find ourselves in. And Lord, thank you for the encouragement today and the reminder, Lord, that you are more than enough in no matter what situation we find ourselves in. Lord, we are so thankful for you, and we're thankful for how you've used one of our brothers and sisters, another child of God in Virginia. In your son's name, amen. Before you guys leave today, I want to encourage you. There's books, Virginia's book that she's been telling us about. She's selling in the back of this row as you head out. Also, if you don't necessarily have money today, but you're interested in it, we're going to be able to send that out so you can buy it in the future if you don't have the ability to today. But I just want to say to all of you, thank you, and have a great weekend. And before you guys leave, teachers, go ahead. And Virginia, if you want to head down so you can make your way back. Who's going to the football game?